That is North Korean state television announcing its claim that it has conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test yet. This is North Korea's first nuclear test with Donald Trump as the U.S. president. NPR's Elise Hu joins us from Seoul to talk about this escalating situation. Elise, tell us what you've learned about the blast itself.
North Korea claims it tested a powerful hydrogen or thermonuclear bomb, and it happened at the Punggye-ri test site in the northeastern part of the country where Pyongyang has conducted its previous tests. And Lulu, early analysis indicates that this blast triggered a magnitude 6.3 earthquake that could be felt from far eastern Russia and in Chinese border communities. And the strength of this tremor is important because that tells scientists about the power of the blast itself. A magnitude 6.3 quake would suggest the bomb had a yield as much as 10 times more powerful than North Korea's last nuclear test, which happened this month last year.
So a serious escalation. As we mentioned, neighboring countries have responded how?
Japan, South Korea, and China came out quickly with strong condemnations. Japan's prime minister called this, quote, completely unacceptable. And Japan is already on edge because you'll remember that just last week, North Korea flew a missile over its northern region of Hokkaido. And that was the first time a North Korean test launch flew over Japan since 2009. South Korea, also unhappy. The president here says he's disappointed and angry. But what happens next at the international level is a question. Japan and South Korea are calling for the strongest possible pressure and sanctions to, quote, completely isolate North Korea to try and get it to return to talks. So we're likely to see more sanctions on Pyongyang. But as you know, so far, sanctions haven't proven to work.
Yeah, indeed. President Donald Trump has reacted. He's tweeting this morning. He called North Korea a rogue nation and a great threat. Those are quotes. He also called out South Korea. This is a very difficult diplomatic test for President Trump, isn't it?
It is. And what some analysts here in South Korea believe is that the fact that North Korea is continuing to test in the face of President Trump's previous rhetoric, like lines like fire and fury and locked and loaded, that this might indicate Pyongyang is calling Trump's bluff. They think his words are essentially empty threats. And one of the president's morning tweets that took aim at South Korea said that, quote, South Korea is finding that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. North Korea only understands one thing. Now, for context here, South Korea does want to find a peaceful solution to this problem through diplomacy, which is logical considering the bloodshed of the Korean War. But the fact that the president is dismissing that by saying North Korea, quote, only understands one thing, which I guess could be interpreted as strength, can be quite destabilizing in and of itself. For as much as the president doesn't want to, quote, appease, a lot of experts here are saying that this test forces Washington and its allies into a difficult situation where at some point some sort of concession is going to have to be made in order to start talks, Lulu.
We'll be following this story throughout the morning. Elise Hu is NPR's correspondent based in Seoul. Thanks so much.
You bet.